Presence is the bridge between what you know and how you play when it matters most. I created this daily podcast to help you get out of your head and into the zone. I'm Jason Hsu, and this is Poker with Presence. So in the last month or so, I've gotten multiple questions along the same path of, I'm really enjoying Presence. It feels amazing. This is definitely the thing that I was lacking, not just in my poker game, but in my life as well. I feel really good. I feel connected. And now as I'm looking out at my friends and my family, I am seeing all the ways in which they could really improve their lives through having more presence, through using some of these exercises and principles that I've learned from you. So these people are asking, you know, what is the best way that I can deliver the message so that they will get inspired to go down the same path that I'm going on and really improve their experience of life, because they don't want to see these people that are close to them suffer anymore. And what I want to say about this is that I completely understand your perspective that as a person who is starting to grow into deeper and higher levels of connection and presence and enjoyment of the game of poker, enjoyment of the game of life, that you naturally want to help others, that you naturally want others to see what you're seeing and feel how you're feeling so that they can end their suffering, so that they can go and live their lives and be as happy as you want to see them. And the thing about this path of presence is that it's very much one journey that you cannot get others to come along unless they are already fully interested and fully on board. And so anytime that people start to learn about these tools, these ideas, and they feel great, and they try to bring their friends or their family along, what you'll ultimately find is that you are not going to get the response that you're hoping for, because most often people just are not ready to go at the speed that you're going. They might come on later, they might get interested at some point down the road, but they're not going to respond to you pushing and prodding and trying to find a way to get them interested in this topic in the way that you are. So you came to this point on your own, in your own way, at your own speed, without anybody pushing you. And so it would be unfair to think that you can get somebody on this path just by telling them that it would be really good for them, by encouraging them to do so. And more often than not, you're just going to encounter resistance and often resentment with people saying that you need to really just let them live their lives, and they feel upset and disrespected that you are not happy with the way that they are coming across in the world. Having said that, not all is lost, because there is certainly one thing that you can do that will absolutely make an impact over time. It just might not be on the timeline that you're hoping, but it's the only way that you can really do this. And that is to live your life, connect with them, be as present and engaged as you can possibly be each time you're interacting with these people, and really demonstrate these concepts rather than talk about them. So when you start to talk about presence and proselytize and push and prod and make suggestions that people aren't asking for, you are no longer in that state of presence and connection. And when you're not in that connected place, nobody's going to be inspired to come over to the other side, because they're experiencing you as being a little pushy, a little disconnected, having an agenda, not being truly curious about where they're at. So from there, you're not going to get the results you're seeking. But if you just focus on connecting, on being curious about who they are, where they are, and loving them and appreciating them wherever they're at, that creates that feeling of connection over time. That creates that inspiration, that spark for somebody to say, hey, I'm really curious about how you've gotten to where you are, because I can tell and I can see the differences that you're having in your life, and I'm interested in creating some of that for myself too. And at that point, the door is open, and now you can do the whole thing of saying, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And you'll actually have an audience that is wanting to listen, that is wanting to grow, that is open to doing the things that you suggest. And it's going to work out so much better for you that way. And it's going to really strengthen your relationship so much more than if you just walk in with an agenda and say, hey, you need to change, and this is what you need to do. So very much suggest taking me up on this advice if you want to keep the close relationships that you have while still growing into your highest levels of presence and connection and your best levels of performance in poker and in relationships. And focus on you, how you're showing up, and trust that other people will see it. They'll notice, and you don't have to be the one pushing it onto them. They'll come ask you what the solution is. All right. I really enjoy this topic because it's certainly one that I've gotten tangled up myself, and I see it all the time. And so if I can alleviate any unneeded suffering on your end around fixing the people that you love very much in the world, then I'm happy to put that out there for you to listen to today. All right. If you enjoyed this topic, you want to follow me and get more stuff from me on a regular basis, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Jason B. Sue, or email me anytime. It's jason@pokerwithpresence.com. Happy to discuss this more with you or any other topic that you would like to have me explore on the show. Thank you for listening. As always, I really appreciate it, and I'll see you on the next episode. PokerWithPresence.com.